Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning. Actually, it's not Celeste Headlee and John Hockenberry today. John Hockenberry is expecting John Hockenberry Part 5 to arrive at some time today, so I am joined by our D.C. correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Celeste.
We are waiting for monthly unemployment numbers to be released. They'll be released for the month of November, and they're expected to actually stay flat, and that has analysts cheering, but it's cold comfort to the millions of unemployed or underemployed across the country. Here's the president speaking about this yesterday after his job summit.
With 1 in 10 Americans out of work and millions more underemployed, not having enough hours to support themselves, this is a struggle that cuts deep and it touches people across this nation.
We all count on certain safety nets in our lives. Unemployment insurance is one of them. You lose your job, and while you're waiting to find a new one, you know you'll at least have that unemployment check to bridge the gap, right?
My name is Heather. I am currently in Lathrop Village, Michigan. I am in my car on my way to the part-time job I have while I'm collecting unemployment, trying to find a full-time job.
So there's two issues here. There's Heather's issue, which is one of the gaping holes in the safety net, which is that many people have been unemployed for so long that their unemployment will simply run out. But even worse than that, in many states, unemployment funds are running out of money. We're joined again by Carl Gazzardi, the tax director for the Connecticut Labor Department. Carl, can you give us an idea of the magnitude of this problem? How many people are on unemployment or collecting unemployment checks right now in Connecticut?
Currently, we've got well in excess of 100,000 workers, former workers filing claims for benefits on a weekly basis.
Okay, so we're also joined now by Helen Newborn. She's the director of quality employment at the Ford Foundation. The Ford Foundation is pledging $80 million to try and help states overhaul their unemployment systems. And we also have Michael Thurmond with us. He's the labor commissioner in Georgia. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Helen, explain to me that the Ford Foundation has been known for giving out smaller grants than this, maybe $500,000, $250,000 here and there, lots of smaller grants. But this is one huge grant that you're giving out. And I have to think that there's something that came across your desks there at the Ford Foundation that made you think that this problem is so difficult that you have to have this kind of large initiative.
Well, we're very excited about the large initiative, but it isn't one grant. It's a package of grants, and it's across a set of issues. Our goal here really is to be supportive, more supportive of low-wage working families and help them get the economic stability and the opportunity they need to move forward. Now, clearly, unemployment insurance is one huge piece of this issue. So one of the large grants we just made to the National Employment Law Project is designed to help to put that help into the state. So what's happened is that Congress put $7 billion into this recovery,
right,
and that's available to states that modernize their laws. But a lot of states haven't modernized. If their laws are not modernized, very often they're not serving more than 30 or 40% of the people who lose their jobs. So the goal of this first piece of money is to help states bring their laws up to date, to modernize their systems. They will then get this recovery money, so that'll be money that will come from the federal government into the states to help them pay for unemployment for more people. So the reality is that only half of the workers who are losing their jobs are getting unemployment. So our first goal is, again, to modernize these laws in all the states so that more of these families can get that support.
Well, let's go to Georgia, which is one state that actually has worked to overhaul the system. Michael Thurmond, good morning.
Good morning.
What have you done? You just heard Helen talking about the $7 billion from the government to do what you've done there. How have you used that money?
Well, from the stimulus package, we actually improved our system by allowing more UI claimants to receive training for longer periods of time. We already had an alternative base period, which allowed low-income workers to qualify at a higher period of time. But even prior to the recession, we made some initial and critical investments in our IT system as well as in our re-employment efforts that, in this very critical time, has allowed us trust to serve an ever-increasing number of citizens. One thing, our trust fund has been stretched to the max as well, similar to Connecticut's. These are unprecedented times, and quite frankly, these systems were not necessarily designed to deal with the type of unemployment we're seeing at the state level in Georgia and across this nation. That is why we're seeing such a huge impact, not only on the funds themselves, but on the system throughout this nation.
Well, actually, Carl Gazzardi from Connecticut Labor Department, these systems were mainly designed decades ago, half a century ago, to deal with men who are out of work and help them support their families. And some of them haven't been updated since then. So how could you use the stimulus money? What can you do in Connecticut? What do you need from the Ford Foundation funds or from the government to help you improve?
Well, similar to what's been enacted in Georgia, we also in Connecticut had an alternative base period for computing benefits. We've added provisions that would expand benefit eligibility so that Connecticut actually was eligible for the full distribution of modernization funds from Congress and in fact received those funds. We've used those funds not only to continue to pay benefits, but also to modernize our existing systems, both our telephone systems and our internet systems for filing claims, so that at least the claims process is much more efficient than it was in the past.
So I think these are excellent examples of what can happen in states that are taking this recovery money. But part of what Ford is doing is helping. There are at least 15 or 20 other states that have not done that. And as you've described, the way people's lives have changed over the last 50 years means that so many families are left out of the unemployment system. People who work part-time very often can't collect if they get a new part-time job. Again, if you're training for a new job, you can very often not collect unemployment in a lot of states. So all of these modernization efforts that we'll be supporting with our grantees will make the 15 or 20 states that haven't done this get up to speed and get modernized as well.
Okay, we heard from Carl Gazzardi, the tax director for the Connecticut Labor Department, and Michael Thurman, the labor commissioner of Georgia. Helen Newborn, let me end with you. You're the director of quality employment at the Ford Foundation. You know, we're talking about improving the unemployment system at this point, but for some people, this is a year or two too late. There's already people who are facing tragedy in their own lives, disaster in their own lives, because those unemployment checks already ran out. I mean, many of our social safety nets, as I was talking about earlier in the hour, have already broken.
Well, I think that's a huge problem. One of the other parts of this large grant will also be to support states to modernize their general government support system. So there are other opportunities out there to help families that are struggling, either in low-wage jobs or who've lost jobs, things like food stamps or health care for children. And these benefits also need to be modernized. And so we'll be working with states to try to change those systems so that the application process is quicker and so that families are more able to get benefits. But I think the bottom line is the only thing that's going to change now is if we get more jobs. I think we're all very interested in what's going on in the Jobs Summit and are very hopeful that the president and the country are going to be able to identify additional ways to create jobs.
Well, there's
because
your takeaway.
The bottom line is that jobs will put families to work. The families want to work, and that's what's going to make the system function.
Well, that's your takeaway from Helen Newborn, the director of quality employment at the Ford Foundation.